Gracious God, take our minds and think through them, take our hands and work through them, take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. In today's gospel, Jesus upends a commonplace religious idea that churches or religious communities are only meant to be places of moral excellence and respectability. Clean up your act, the theory goes, and then you're welcome at church. But the stories we hear today move in another direction. God seeks out the lost, not the found. That is, God seeks out precisely those of us who don't have our act all the way quite together. And then it is the inclusion of all of us when we do all come together that is the true sign of God in our midst. Such is the case with the parables from today's gospel. Jesus was gathered again, we are told, once again with people of all strata. We are told that tax collectors and sinners came near to listen to him, but there were also Pharisees and scribes there, though they were grumbling. Now, the Greek word used for listen here would actually better be translated as hear. And this is important because for the writer of Luke's gospel, hearing Jesus is a sign of repentance and conversion, hence the grumbling from those religious, pure people, because hearing the teachings of Jesus could lead these sinners to repentance and conversion, and then they would no longer be outside the community. They could be brought into the circle. So here we see Jesus once again erasing boundaries in his effort to show us how to build inclusive communities, to show us what it means to offer grace to everyone. And to drive home this point, he told two parables. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one, does not sweep the house, light that lamp, and search carefully until she finds it? Given the context of the scene in which Jesus told these parables, it's easy for us to read them and say, oh, well, it was the tax collectors and the sinners who were the sheep and the coins. And it's a parable, and parables can be read in many ways, so okay, maybe. But what about this? What if Jesus was teaching everyone present about what it means to truly be a community of God? Authentic community happens when everyone shows up, and not only shows up, but is welcomed, no grumbling allowed. Not when everyone is perfect, but when everyone brings their true selves, warts and all, together. When that happens, we are told there is joy. Not perfection, but joy. And we need to focus on that joy, not on the perfection. Because let's be honest, we are human. We are far from perfect. We make mistakes. We are hampered sometimes by our circumstances, perhaps by our own self-righteousness, by those things that we fear. And all of these things can separate us from one another. Jesus knew this, and it's why he said, just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is why repentance and reconciliation are two of the central acts that we are called into as Christians. They are the work of nothing less than our whole selves, and frankly, our whole lives. It would be nice if we could ask for repentance once and just be done, but that's not how life works. The reality is that we have to ask for it over and over again throughout our lives. We do this every Sunday when we come together and we make corporate confession in worship. Having this space and place to open our hearts to God together is essential. And it's why there's always that pause for a profound silence, I think it says in your bulletin, before we actually enter into the prayer of confession, to give us this time to breathe deep and call to mind those things that we need to unburden ourselves from, the things that we need to release to God. We also have the rite of reconciliation, where we can gather one-on-one with a priest to seek repentance and to seek absolution. But even more than our corporate confession or that one-on-one confession that we might do, repentance and reconciliation are two of the most fundamentally important aspects of how it is that we live together in community. Healthy communities are places where when we hurt one another, or when we break the norms of the community, we seek forgiveness. We apologize. We ask for forgiveness knowing that it might take time to reestablish trust and to mend broken relationships, but we have hope that there will be restoration. We are human, and repentance and reconciliation are complicated for us. They're not easy. Jesus knew this. It's why he shows us that God's forgiveness is always there, that God's forgiveness is always being extended to us. This is what Jesus modeled for us and for our communities. He was offering to everyone that was gathered around him that day the gift and grace of this vision for a community in which radical welcome is practiced, where everyone can hear the word of God, where the fullness of God is made known through unity created from diversity. This is what we have to come back to when we're uncomfortable or when we face conflict, so that we don't fall into the trap of desiring just to be right instead of desiring to be whole. We can be right all by ourselves, or right together with those who think like us or believe like us, but we will never be whole, that true reflection of God, until we come together across difference, like, say, the difference between tax collectors and Pharisees, or the difference between perhaps Republicans and Democrats, or those who live in cities and those who are rural or suburban, or any of the other ways that the world is telling us we must divide ourselves. That's not what Jesus says. Jesus tells us that community is not about perfection, it's about authenticity. It's about sharing our stories, listening to one another, saying we're sorry when we need to, and then showing up for one another. I think that's something that we do really well here at St. James. And it's because we value coming together to pray together, to confess together, to feast together, and above all, to be joyful together. We understand that we are all lost and we are all found. And we believe in the grace and mercy that is being extended to us. Friends, it is a gift to be in a community where the reconciling love of God is made known to all, to everyone who shows up. Let us continue to shine our light like a beacon on this hill where we are, so that we can share this good news and invite and welcome seekers of every kind into our midst, knowing that the angels of God will continue to rejoice. Let us say together, choir, I'm counting on you here. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.